Introduction. It is 3 a.m. You were asleep. Now you are not. There was no alarm, no noise, no reason. Your body simply decided that sleep was finished and handed control back to your brain, which was apparently waiting for exactly this moment. Within 60 seconds, you are running through tomorrow's calendar, replaying a conversation you had last week, composing an email you will not send until morning. Your heart is doing that thing. The ceiling looks the same as it did at midnight, and at 11, and at 10 when you first tried to fall asleep and couldn't do that either. Because for some of you, the problem starts before you even close your eyes. You lie down exhausted, and your brain shifts into a higher gear. The mental checklist appears. The worry you managed to outrun all day finally catches you. You are tired enough to cry and too wired to sleep. And the harder you try, the worse it gets. And for others, sleep comes, but it doesn't stay. The 3 a.m. wake up arrives like clockwork. And what follows is the second shift, the one where your body is bone tired and your brain is somehow running at full speed. And every attempt to drift back off only pulls you further awake. Whether you cannot fall asleep at bedtime or cannot stay asleep once you do, the experience is the same. You are exhausted. Your brain will not stop, and the night is slipping away, one restless hour at a time. This book was written for both. Here is what nobody tells you about sleeplessness. The problem is not that your brain is broken. The problem is that your brain is doing exactly what it was designed to do. The moment you stop giving it something to hold, it finds its own material. At bedtime, that material is tomorrow's problem. At 3 a.m., it is everything you cannot fix in the dark. Your brain is not tormenting you. It is simply bored. And a bored brain will always reach for whatever is loudest. The solution is not silence. The solution is a story. A landmark study found that reading for just 6 minutes reduces stress by up to 68%, outperforming music, walking, and herbal tea. A randomized controlled trial of nearly 1,000 adults found that those who read in bed experienced significantly less sleep disturbance and better overall sleep quality. The mechanism is not complicated. Narrative gives the brain a thread to follow. Something gentle, something forward-moving, something that pulls attention out of the spiral and into a world that asks nothing of you. Stories that give your overactive brain something gentle to follow. So by the time you put the book down, sleep is already waiting. That is the entire design of this book. Bedtime Stories, for adults who can't turn off their brain, contains 50 original short stories written specifically for the adult mind, not adapted from children's books. Not simplified, real stories with real texture. A slow train moving through fog-covered countryside. A candlelit bakery at closing time. The last loaves cooling on the rack. A quiet harbor town settling into a fall night. Each story takes 6 to 10 minutes to read. Each one is built to draw your attention just far enough forward that the internal noise runs out of oxygen and simply stops. No instructions, no journaling prompts, no breathing techniques to complete before you turn the page. You open the book, you read a story, and you let your nervous system do the rest. Whether that is at 10 at night, when your brain refuses to wind down, or at 3 a.m., when it has decided to start back up. Reach for this instead of your phone. Read one story. You will be surprised how quickly the spiral loses its grip. Layla Bennett came to this the way most useful discoveries happen, not through research, but through a nightly ritual she had been performing for years without fully understanding why it worked. As a professional writer and mother of two, she had spent her career studying how language moves